You're listening to SBS News.
Most of all, she is being remembered very fondly in the cathedral, and for us Anglicans in Canada, she's remembered as a person of great faith. She visited this cathedral twice during her reign, and one of those times was the power went out. And so the Queen didn't flinch, and neither did anyone else. They lit all the candles, they sang a cappella, and the service went on. So the story is that, you know, we have a nice, intimate, candlelit relationship with the Queen of England.
It's a warm September morning in Ottawa. We've come to Parliament Hill. We're in front of the clock tower, known as the Peace Tower. The Canadian flag, the maple leaf, is at half-mast. But I've come here to meet Philippe Lagacé. He's from Carleton University. What role do you think the Queen played over the 7 decades she was on the throne? Because it was a difficult course for her to steer here in Canada.
Yes, indeed. It was a period of decolonization across the British Empire. And even in the Canadian context, we may not think of it in those terms, but it was under her reign that Canada achieved its full independence from the United Kingdom. She came to Parliament Hill here in Ottawa to sign the new Canadian Constitution, proclaiming it into effect in 1982. So she really was the first full Queen of Canada. And with her passing, the question now becomes, what is the future of the monarchy in this particular realm?
She had the challenge of the separatist sentiments in predominantly French-speaking province of Quebec. There's the issue of the Indigenous people that Canada's leaders are only now just confronting. How did she navigate these waters?
The Queen was known as effectively the model monarch in the sense of depoliticizing very sensitive issues, not wading into areas that were too sensitive or that might create controversy. In a Canadian context specifically, there is something to be said of a queen who is fluently bilingual in both French and English, and who, despite being controversial insofar as the institution she represented, was still respected even by fervent nationalists in Quebec, just for the fact that she did not interfere.
Just going to move around these lovely grounds. People are milling about, taking photographs, of course, selfies. Let's just talk to some people, all kinds of generations here.
She mattered to my mother. My mother was a little older than her, and we grew up with books about the little princesses together. So that was her. That's really my connection.
You know, I'm. And you're in your own personal connection, no? You're kind of shrugging your shoulders.
Yeah.
Queen Elizabeth's passing could now put the issue of the monarchy on Canada's political agenda. But under the Constitution, any changes to the status quo would require the agreement of all the provinces and territories. That's hard. So for the foreseeable future, Canada is now a country with a king.